Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
The best in morning radio. Tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, November 10th, and we're here back with you.
Good morning.
And we have to start our morning talking whether we like it or not.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not in the mood to talk in the morning.
Tough luck.
I know. I'm telling you. The profession I chose, you know.
Yeah.
God, it's got to be so tough, you know. It's funny because when I go to places and I use a debit card and stuff, people see the name of the business and they go, oh, LA Talk Radio. I'm like, yeah. And, you know, so they're like, oh, this must be a fun job. And I'm like, yeah, it is, you know. I mean, as a matter of fact,
yeah.
You know, you have people in the car wash and stuff, you know, and they mm-hmm. have to sit there all day. So I do appreciate having to be able to do this, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, you don't, it's cool to work for yourself, you know. It's highly recommended.
Yeah.
Highly recommended. You should get to that point one time, Charlotte.
Yeah, I would like to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, work toward it, you know. I mean, the thing is that in this world, if you really want to make good money, you have to be independent. You have
right.
to be your own, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're in entertainment and stuff, you just have to really find things where you call, well, you call the shots, you know. And some people prefer like regular paychecks and stuff, which is fine. You know, some people like the security.
Yeah.
But you can't make a lot of money that way.
Right.
You know, you got to take risks in life, in business especially. So, yeah. So we're here talking and having fun and stuff. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was relaxing. So
really?
It was nice. Yeah.
You didn't do much?
No. Just yeah. getting ready for my mom to come visit.
Yeah. That's yeah. cool. It was like 100 degrees here in the valley, believe it or not, on Saturday.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think this weekend was that hot.
I know. I thought we were over the heat, but we're not.
Wow.
Not in
degrees.
The valley, man. It's always hot here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then on the East Coast, they're freezing. They have like storms and stuff. Winter storms.
Right. And in Canada, they have snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I know, they always get snow there, but is this supposed to be too early? I don't know. I mean, some people are saying
November.
It is, you know?
I feel like it's not, personally,
really?
But...
yeah.
But maybe.
I know. What do we know about cold
November
weather?
November just sounds cold.
I know. But what do we know about cold weather, you know? We
Very
sit
true.
Here, we never see any snow or anything.
Yeah.
But we can't complain, because people in the snow would love to live where we do, you know?
Some people like it.
Yeah.
Some people like the cold.
Yeah, they do. They do. I don't mind the cold. It's just when it's extreme, it's too much.
Yeah. See, I prefer when it's going to be cold, I'd rather it snow.
Yeah. Huh?
Than just be cold.
Right.
And at least there's a purpose for it being cold.
Right. Well, you'll have to wait a long time for it here.
Yeah, right.
When hell freezes over, we'll get some snow.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, I had a pretty good weekend, too. Some problems with the website and stuff. You know, people are hacking all over the place. And our website was, like, hacked and stuff, you know. So
that's crazy.
It is. It is. And it's crazy with all the security that you have today that people can still get in, you know.
Yeah.
But it happens. I mean, you know, over at the post office, let's see, where is it? The post office was hacked,
mm-hmm.
and they, you know...
it was 750,000 employees and retirees.
750,000? Wow.
Yeah.
The social security numbers.
Yeah, social security numbers. Well, it was stolen data, including social security numbers.
Wow.
Yeah,
a lot of...
the breach also compromised the data of 2.9 million postal service customers.
Yeah. You see, I mean, they're
That's
able
a lot
to
of
do
people.
This. Yeah, and they do this to big websites, so definitely they can do it to smaller ones. And, you know, people wonder why they do this. Well, they don't do this to be mean or even to show that they can. Most of the time they do this because those are professionals and they know exactly what they're doing, and they're
mm-hmm.
stealing. And they're robbing people of their information. And this is our biggest problem today. You know, I
yeah.
think that's the worst crime that we have today, and because it runs rampant. And the thing is that you stay anonymous. It's hard to get caught.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you can do it from anywhere.
Right.
Russia did the last.
Yeah.
The last, it was at a bank, right? I think so.
Yeah. Something like that. I don't know. It seems to happen every day.
Yeah. Then there was the whole eBay one.
Right. Yeah. And banks and stuff, you know, and Target. And
right.
Yeah. Almost everybody gets hacked these days. So the but the post office, I mean, they've got a lot of information, you know. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens with that. But
it's a lot of people to be compromised.
Yeah. I know. 2.9 million customers. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the post office, we'll see how long it's still going to be relevant. You know, I mean, I think they're focusing now more.
With sending mail?
Yeah. I think they're focusing more on packages now and stuff, you know, and package delivery because letters, nobody sends letters anymore,
right.
You know. And all you get is junk mail in the mail.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's so much paper and it really irritates me. I'm like, you know, it's like pretty much the entire mailbox goes right in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Why waste all this money on something that doesn't work? I mean, the system doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. And it's just like that at CVS. Do you always get like a really long receipt? It drives me crazy. And they say it's recyclable
receipts.
Paper. And I'm like, I don't believe you. This
yeah.
is the longest receipt ever. It always has like 10 coupons on the bottom.
Right.
It's the most annoying thing.
I know. But you know what? Those might actually work, you know, because they already know what items you bought, so they offer you something similar and related. But when you get stuff from, you know, just like unsolicited, it's a waste of money and time,
yeah.
you know, and resources and stuff. So
yeah, when I changed my address, I guess I didn't untick one of the boxes
mm-hmm.
on the website. So I get all the
junk
mail.
Oh,
you moved.
Oh,
you
that
should buy
one,
this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you know I moved?
Oh, yeah. They know everything, man. They know everything
yeah.
about you. Wow. That sucks.
Yeah. So now I get all of the... like the big magazines. It's like, what
really?
A waste.
Yeah.
I don't want a home goods magazine.
Yeah.
Or wherever.
I know. What a waste, especially when everybody's online today.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. In a few minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in from the UK. And that should be cool. And I hope they're not calling my phone because my phone's ringing. Oh, no. This is someone who's bugging me all the time. Now, let me ask you this. Okay, somebody's trying to call me, probably called me 5 times and left messages and stuff. But, you know, it's something that's like unrelated to, you know, like trying to get a hold of somebody, right?
Right.
Now, you see, you don't get callbacks a couple times. Why not send a friggin' email, you know? I mean, I'll respond to your email right away. I sure don't have the time to call you back and start relaying messages to other people. You know, so
hopefully
I mean,
they're listening.
Yeah, so people
so
don't,
they know to email you.
Yeah, they don't think. You know, I mean, what is this? Like 5 times already called me, left messages.
Wow,
I'm not calling you back, dude. So just send an email, man.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So anyway, the guest is from the UK, and she wrote a book. She's a banker, and she wrote a pretty interesting book. It has 6 in the title, so we figured we have to have it on the show.
Right? Caught your eye.
Yeah. Yeah, how can it not, right?
Have you been on any dates recently?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Good question, but why are you asking me? I have to admit that I have.
I just wondered because for a while you were going on a lot of dates.
I know, I was, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I know. Well, it's not happening much anymore. I don't know. The field is empty and dry.
And it's getting to the holidays.
Yeah, so I need to find someone.
But I feel like people, when it gets to the holidays, it's like,
No,
I'll be with my kids or whatever.
That's true, except my kids don't want to be with me. No, I mean, they're just like busy with their lives. You know, my son is up in San Francisco. I can barely get a text back from him.
You know? Well, that shows he's having a good time.
I don't know about that. Maybe he's not. And he just isn't in the mood to text. I don't know. But Yeah, 21. What are you going to do? Totally unpredictable. You know, but it no, but he'll be in town for the holidays, so that should be cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, so but I don't really want anybody, you know. I just want somebody to go out with, you know.
Right.
I'm really cherishing my freedom now. Can come and go as I please and stuff,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, definitely.
But then, you know, you get like I actually got, we talk about junk mail. I get something from the Hyatt for a really great deal in Carmel, you know,
mm-hmm.
and really good deal. But it's like, I don't have anybody to take, you know, so I can't go. So that's the kind of thing
you
it
could.
Is.
You could. You might meet somebody there.
Yeah, but I'm not. Yeah, but you want me to book a room at a hotel alone, you know, in a place where it's supposed to be romantic? I don't know, you know. It's kind of weird. You know, I mean, I went to San Diego alone. That was fine for a night. But, you know, I mean, there you can just sort of like get lost among the people. But Carmel, it's such a small place. You have to have someone with you.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise, you talk to the walls. They close everything down at 7 or 8 o'clock, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you
Where
wanna
is
go
Carmel?
To restaurant. It's on the way to San Francisco. You probably passed it on your
oh,
way.
Oh, it's
you
not
didn't
where
stop?
I was thinking of.
Oh, wow.
I don't think so.
They had that seven-mile drive from Carmel to Monterey. And,
oh, cool.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that. That's like a very cool drive, sort of like in the forest, you know. There's like trees and you pass, like it's right on the beach. So you see penguins and see
penguins?
Yeah, penguins and,
oh, wow.
And seals and things like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, like off, you know, off the shore and
yeah.
stuff. So it's pretty cool. But, yeah, Carmel is really nice. You know who used to be a mayor there is Clint Eastwood. He used to be
oh,
the
really?
Mayor of Carmel at one point, yeah.
That sounds funny.
I know. It's such a small place, though. I can't imagine being a
That's why he was able to be the
mayor there, yeah, and not work hard,
yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, did you see any movies this weekend, like Interstellar or something like that? Oh, hold on. She's calling right now, so let's continue with that later. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Who is this, Lily?
It is Lily. How are you?
Good. Lily Temperley calling us from the UK. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very excited to be on air with you, Sam and Charlotte.
Thank you very much. Well, Charlotte is pretty much from where you are, and you'll probably notice the accent in a minute. But tell us a little bit about, so you're in the UK right now, right?
Well, I'm actually in Africa.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you're in Africa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm calling in from South Africa, yes.
Oh, in South Africa. Okay, so that's pretty much a Western country. That doesn't count as Africa. I know, I lived there, I know.
Are you from England or are you Australian?
I'm from the Southern Hemisphere, yeah.
Okay.
From where?
Southern Hemisphere?
From the Southern Hemisphere, but
oh,
I lived
see.
In the UK for 15 years.
Oh, I see, okay.
So I have a British passport, so I kind of consider myself British.
Oh, okay. So we weren't that far off. So now, Lily, you, from what we understand, you used to be a banker. Are you still a banker?
I'm not. I got out of the business when I realized that there's potentially more fun to be had writing books about it.
Yeah, that's true. Huh? I can't imagine banking being too exciting and everything. But how did you get into it?
I graduated from university and I found myself in London, and it was the industry that seemed to be, you know, booming at the time back in the late 90s, and, you know, went through various cycles of boom and bust, but, you know, I always had a good time making money and spending money and watching what other people did in order to maximize their bank balances. So that's kind of where I got the inspiration for writing from.
Sounds good. So
just seeing the greed and the, you know, the extravagance.
Right. So I can't imagine you'd make money in banking as a bank teller or something, but we're talking about something else here, right?
Yeah, investment banking. So more the casino side of the bank, if you like.
Really?
Rather than just what you and I might pass across the teller's desk.
Wow. So there's actually this kind of stuff going on, like gambling and stuff?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I have to be careful what I say, but I think, you know, if you think of something like Wolf of Wall Street, I think if you've seen that movie or read that book, and it depicts what goes on, you know, inside of a trading firm on Wall Street, and there's parties and there's drugs and there's bad behavior and there's gambling and there's risk-taking, and I think a lot of the public think that that is a stretch of the imagination, and I guess the author that wrote that book and the reason why I wrote mine was just to remind people that you don't always know what happens behind closed doors.
That's true, absolutely. And we think these people are so straight and everything, and investment banking, and you know, and they take their life seriously. But I think that's the thing. When you start making a lot of money, you start getting into excess and stuff. Would you say?
Yeah, and it's power as well, and I think it all just gets wrapped up.
Yeah.
How long?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, how long was your career in banking? Because I know the Wolf of Wall Street was supposed to be set, I think it was early 90s, and you were there, you said you started late 90s. How long did your career span?
So I started in 99, and I was pretty young, and I got out of banking in 2008, just as the global financial crisis was starting to hit.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of time away from it and then got lured back and spent another couple of years working back in the fray, and then realized that, you know, with all the media attention and thinking about the public and the taxpayers bailing banks out, I just thought, you know, if I'm working in this industry, I'm kind of complicit.
Yeah.
So I decided that it was time to, once and for all, actually step away from it.
Yeah. So, yeah, because I would imagine there's, you know, there's some people doing things that are probably not ethical or maybe illegal and things like that. I can see where one person can feel like they don't belong in that kind of an environment. So
I think that's right. And you risk becoming that yourself if you stay too long.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, and if you're not that kind of person, you can get caught up in that. So you decided. So you left that, and what did you leave it for? Did you decide to become an author, or were you doing something else after that?
And yet, no. I basically left the job and decided to write about it while it was all still very fresh in my mind.
Yeah. So you wrote a book called "Fix: Sex, Lies, and Banking." Is this a work of fiction?
I would like to say that it's kind of real life fused with fiction. I've taken circumstances and either exaggerated them or you know, cushioned them with a bit of artistic license.
Yeah. Had you written before this book?
Not something of that kind of length. I've always been a bit of a journaler and a dreamer and a note taker and sort of observing things, but it's the first time I've actually sat down to write something of that kind of length, and I loved it.
How long did it take you to write?
9 months, which always makes me smile, because I do feel like I kind of, you know, when I got to the end of that 9 months, I did have a baby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my manuscript.
Yeah, that's true. And it is like a baby when a book gets released. Was the book released already?
It's gone live online on Amazon and other online retailers Friday just been, and it's also available in published format as well.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. That's
Thank
pretty
you.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big milestone for me.
Yeah, yeah. And to see it, like you said, I always say a book's like a baby because you work on it for a long time and you wait for it, and then it finally sees the light of day. And it's a great feeling. You finally realize, hey, now I can share this with other people as well.
Yeah, it's terrifying too, though, right? Because you open yourself up to the naysayers and the critics.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what the readership ends up looking like. And you know, hopefully I'm wanting to get a fan base and also accepting that it's not literary genius, so I'm sure there'll be some people who will be wanting to point that out.
Yeah, but we should take it for what it is, you know. I mean, it's a novel, and it describes certain things. I'm sure you're not aspiring to, you know, to write like a War and Peace or something, you know.
Absolutely not. It was all about having fun, which is why I was delighted when you guys asked me on the show, because I can see that that's sort of, you know, the irreverent and that sort of thing is kind of what you guys are all about.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Do you have any plans to write any more books about what you witnessed while you were a banker?
I'm certainly hoping so. The way that I tied the first book up certainly leaves it open to a sequel, and I've got so much more material to keep Patrick Harrington and Alexandra Fisher, who are my central male and female character, alive for at least another book.
Oh, wow, that's cool. So tell us briefly what the book's about, what the plot is what does it involve?
So it's a bit of a twist on your typical boy meets girl romance story. I've focused in on addiction, and that's the bit about, you know, it being a fix, and looked at sort of gambling addiction, sex addiction, spending money, all of those things that can really wrap you up in life, and looked at the impact of that on both sort of love and lust. And it starts out with the male character having a threat against his career, basically, that he's worked so hard to build up over time. And it sees him meeting a young woman at work who he decides to seduce and pull into his sort of depraved and debaucherous life outside of work. And it follows their romance and their sort of intense relationship, and then has him wondering whether it could even be possible that she's part of the plot to bring his career down.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. And I think that knowing that the author has really been in these situations and is writing about, there might be exaggerated or whatever, but knowing that there's some truth to this, just like Wolf of Wall Street, like you're watching, you know that it's exaggerated, but you know that there's some truth to this, and this stuff does happen.
Right.
Yeah, that was the fun of it, you know, because I had friends, you know, tell me before I got to publication that, you know, it couldn't possibly be true, and I look back at what they were referring to, and I was absolutely, you know, word for word telling and it just like it happened.
Right.
And that just, you know, was an interesting insight for me.
Yeah. Now, you know, I'm curious as to, did you use solely what you've seen, or did you have to do some research as well?
I did some research as well. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I imagine, you know, you want to get things correct and right, because you never know who's going to read it out there, and you want to have the facts correct. And I know I would like be afraid to talk to write about something that I didn't know something about without researching it first,
right.
You know, because it's it can come back to haunt you,
mm-hmm.
You know.
So you absolutely. Well,
yeah.
I have to say, the sex, lies, and banking, I can say that I've participated in all of them and I've researched all of them.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So the book is Fix, Sex, Lies, and Banking by Lily Temperley. Do you have a website also set up?
I do. It's lilytemperley.com.
Lilytemperley.com. That's L-I-L-Y, temperley.com. And we'll definitely check it out for even more information on the book. And you guys can find it anywhere, I guess Amazon, and I guess Amazon is everywhere pretty much, you know. Once you're there, you don't need to be anywhere else.
What made you move to South Africa?
Oh, I'm just here on a work trip. So I'm chopping wood while I wait for my book to go to the top of the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah, there you go. And let's hope that it will. I mean, you know, it would be amazing. I think after all this time that you put in and all that, so it, you know, I don't see why not. It's a pretty contemporary story, original, And I
something
think it's
people
relevant.
Are interested in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very
it's
cool.
pretty topical. Well, yeah. you know, and if I get to the top of that list, Sam, then I'll take you on a date to Carmel.
Sounds good. I've got to tell you, there have been some authors that we've had on the show, and then one day I see the book on the shelves in the bookstore. And I'm like, wow, you know, I've spoken to him or to her. And so I'm sure this is going to happen with your book, too. I'll see it appearing on the shelves here, sure. All right. Well, Lily, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And
a pleasure.
And bringing us this this cool book. I'm definitely going to read it because I love books like this. And mm-hmm. And yeah, when and then you have sex in the title, you can't go wrong.
I hope you're right. Okay. Thank you both.
Okay, Lily Temperley, thank you so much. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I wanted to ask her about South Africa, but we were running out of time there. Yeah. It's cool. Yeah. South Africa is not Africa, okay?
Yeah. When you said Africa, I was like, oh, no. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. But she's on a trip, so that's cool. And
I have friends going on that leave it for their honeymoon next week to South Africa.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Are they going to Cape Town or where? Johannesburg?
I don't know.
One of those places.
Yeah.
There. Yeah.
They. I think they're traveling around to a few different places, so they might be going to both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might actually want to go to a safari or something, you know.
I'm sure they do stuff like that, yeah. I forgot some of the details that they're doing, but I'm sure they will.
Wow, that's fun.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Fun. Makes it worth getting married just for that. Huh?
Right? The honeymoon after.
Yeah, but no, I mean, you know, this, you know, her book sounds like in the same genre as The Wolf of Wall Street, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And when I saw the movie, I'm like, wow, you know, I mean, it's incredible that all these things happen.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I remember in the 80s and 90s, it was like the in thing was to get into investment banking. And people were getting MBAs and stuff and making millions and millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
But then the bubble burst, too, over there, you know. So.
And I definitely agree with her that money equals power. And people get on a power trip and think that they are above everybody else
right.
when they have all this money.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of that going on in L.A., people thinking they're better than others.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe they're better at making money, that's for sure.
Right.
You know, maybe not better people, but they sure know how to make money.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, I know a lot of smart people, they don't know how to make money, though.
Right.
It's not easy. It's something you have to learn, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And to hold on to your money, too.
Yeah.
You know, making money sometimes is easier than holding on to it.
Yeah, because a lot of people just blow it.
Yeah.
And then they don't have any money.
That's true, yeah. So, a lot of stuff going on in the news. I don't even know where to start. There's so much great stuff. But I guess with Apple, there was some issue with the text, like on the iPhone. So, for example, I guess, you know, the iPhone messages go through iMessage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a regular text.
Right.
So what happens is when you switch from an iPhone to another phone and kept the same phone number, your texts weren't being forwarded to the new phone, although it's the same number.
Huh.
So apparently they were just going into iMessage oblivion, you know, somewhere
right.
out there. So and people were getting pissed off. So now Apple said they're going to like open this up and release the text messages, you know, to the users. Because this sucks. So I don't think that they did it on purpose, but, you know, it's simply because iMessage is a separate thing from regular texting.
Right. It's weird because it is completely separate. I FaceTimed my granny and pop on Friday, and he pressed, instead of pressing accept or whatever, he pressed the button that said busy, and I don't know, it sent me a text message that said, can't talk right now, what's up? And I was like, well, that's not my pop, that's weird. But it sent it in a minute, and it went to my iMessage through his email. And I've never known that I could actually just iMessage my mom or my grandparents, whoever, that have an iPhone in England, and it wouldn't charge. So then I realized that I can text him and I can text my mom.
Right.
Just regularly through iMessage.
That's true.
And because it's through, it's not texting really.
Right.
It's more used through data.
Data, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's very, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
But it's cool. So what were you doing? You using like WhatsApp?
Yeah, I was using Viber.
Viber.
That's what I've always used.
Right.
But now I can just text them, which
yeah.
I find weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then when you go to a new phone that doesn't have iMessage, you can't.
Yeah.
And you can tell who has iMessage and who doesn't because of the color of the text.
Right.
It's blue
exactly.
or green.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's a strange, it is weird. But yeah. that's strange that when you move phones,
yeah,
that whole Apple system is just very weird.
Yeah, it's a very closed system.
Yeah.
They make it so it works for them. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But it also means that it's easier for people to learn and use.
Yeah.
You know, because you have the same company creating the hardware and the software. And at least from their perspective, it's always going to work together. But, you know, when you get on Androids or on Windows and stuff like that, you get things, hardware from one place, software from another, and then another place for the software. And before you know it, nothing works,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And that happens quite a bit, and it's irritating.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but so I can understand this, you know. I mean, it was like going into iMessages, not being forwarded. Okay, but now you can do it. You go to the Apple website, and you just... fill in something.
It's strange though that they know how to fix it. I don't know, the whole Apple, they just have, I feel like they have too much control
right
over everything, and they're but more and more people are just getting the iPhone
right,
and it's, I think it's going to come to a point where, I mean, 95% of people have iPhones,
right?
I really do, and not many people
it does
are
seem
have,
like that doesn't
yeah,
it yeah
it does yeah
it does, although, you know, in other countries, you'd be surprised, some Android phones like the Samsung are a lot more popular.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is very interesting.
It is, because you don't think that, I don't know, I see the iPhone as being the most popular phone for sure.
Right.
But that's
and it
not
is pretty popular
true.
Here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, but you have to remember that other cultures view things differently, you know, so for them, Apple might not be a big deal. They may not be that much into... design or whatever, you know, or just
yeah.
it's not something that people decide, it just kind of happens,
right?
You know,
mm-hmm. definitely.
So it's just like with movies and books, some of them make it better than in other countries than others,
yeah.
You know, we make some movies here that bomb completely and then they become hits overseas,
right?
So go figure, you know, mm-hmm. who knows.
I did see, I saw Gone Girl.
Oh, you did?
On Friday, yeah.
Yeah. And?
I enjoyed it.
Did you?
It was very intense.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
And
yeah.
you
I
get
just
anxiety.
Felt it got, yeah. It got kind of weird later, don't you
well,
think?
Well, the ending sucked.
Yeah.
The fact that they got back together. Sorry for...
It's oh, okay. No, it's been out
alert.
A long time.
But I thought the ending was terrible.
Yeah? You didn't like it?
It was an interesting movie
yeah.
because it makes you think. And I was like, you never know what's going to happen.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. And she had a pretty pretty interesting character too.
Yeah.
Huh?
Wow. Yeah, definitely. My boyfriend really wanted to see Interstellar.
I'm sure. I'm
but
sure.
But I convinced him to go see Gone Girl.
I know. I'm not crazy about this one either.
Have you seen Interstellar?
No. Oh, no. It just came out, I guess, you know.
I've heard it's really good. Better than Gravity.
Right.
Which
oh, better
insane.
Than Gravity. Well,
yeah.
I didn't see Gravity either. I'm not that much into these movies, you know. They're
yeah.
neither here nor there, I think.
Right.
You know, it's not like a Star Wars, and it's not like a... it's somehow like 2001 Space Odyssey or something, mm-hmm. I think, you know.
There looked to be a really good movie coming out about Moses and the Ten Commandments.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, who's going to be in it, you know?
It was no one that I
oh.
recognized. I saw the trailer while I was at the movies. That's the best part, just watching all the trailers.
Yeah, huh?
but it looked really, really interesting about being in Egypt and... Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds pretty
about
cool.
About that time.
Yeah. We'll see how they're going to rival the Ten Commandments movie. I mean, that's like a classic with Charlton Heston.
I haven't seen that.
No, that's a really old movie, but it's a classic. Yeah, it's.
I should watch it because that sounds good.
Yeah, it's like Moses and all that stuff. You know?
Yeah,
I've never seen it actually, believe it or not, but I know of it.
Yeah, I'd like to see that because it looked. I don't know. It was about history and.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see the old one.
Yeah.
Before that one comes out, because obviously it's supposed to be more of a new version.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you should definitely see that one. You know, it had Yul Brynner in it also as the Pharaoh. And he was a very famous actor, totally bald in the 70s, 60s, 70s. And he, so he's in the movie too. But I don't know. They're not saying how much Interstellar made over the weekend. Did you see anything like that?
I haven't,
you
know?
No, it's just that they're talking about it. But there's no, it's unusual not to have figures of the. Of the movie and how well it did. But it seemed to be doing pretty well on, what do they call it, Rotten Tomatoes or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know. It's like funny. I have this app, so you can see the...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you can see like the reviews, and it shows you either a red tomato or a squashed green tomato if it's not good, if it's under 50% of...
I have here that Interstellar made $50 million.
Uh-huh.
Big Hero 6 made 56.2.
Oh wow!
So actually beat Interstellar. Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, it's a kids' movie.
Yeah, true.
I wonder if Interstellar is rated R or something, because that would affect it too.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because not many people can. Not as many.
Can
go.
Yeah.
Right. But Big Hero 6, huh? I'm wondering if it's good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather see Interstellar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But it's not a bad opening, you know, 56 million.
No, definitely not. And I mean, I thought Interstellar might make more than 50 million.
Yeah.
Gone Girl is 6.1.
Right.
But that's been out now for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Makes you wonder how they're going to recoup all that money. I guess Interstellar cost $165 million.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
So they need at least 3 weeks at $50
million. Yeah, which is not going to happen. But
yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, look, over the lifetime of the movie, I'm sure they're going to recoup their money.
Right.
They do overseas. They have video.
That's true.
Things like that, you know. So
I'm sure they were wanting more than $50 million, though, and to top the box office and not come second to a Disney movie.
That's true, yeah. And also the fact that... So they recoup their money over time and stuff, but $165 million, usually when they tell you how much a movie costs, it's just the production and that's involved. It doesn't include the marketing and stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can add quite a bit to that as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And see what happens. But it's directed and written by Christopher Nolan, so it should be pretty good, you know.
What other movies has he done?
He did The Dark Knight, Inception.
I really liked Inception.
Yeah, Inception was good. So yeah, I mean, he's done some movies that make you think a little bit.
That movie was filmed at a warehouse downtown.
Oh really?
I went to it. Yeah, Inception. Oh, wow. Yeah, it was really interesting because then you could see, like, I knew where each scene had been filmed. It was cool. But it's a really popular warehouse.
Yeah,
a lot of music videos, a lot of different scenes and movies are filmed in that exact warehouse, but they make it look so
different.
Yeah.
Wow. So you know, also we were talking about women's clothes sizes and everything, remember, with the mannequin and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were talking about something else too, but now I guess Calvin Klein you know, picked this woman, and he calls her plus size. Now, you've got to see the picture. I mean, this is, like, amazing. She's so, I mean, she looks so fit.
Wow.
She looks so fit and everything,
mm-hmm.
and they call her plus size. So the model is, like, she's 27 years old, and she's, like, they're saying she's not even close to a plus size, and you can see the picture. Now, it says that... she says, it's kind of confusing because I'm a bigger girl, you know. So I guess she means that, maybe tall or something, you know, maybe just a
so
big
she
frame.
She says that she's a bigger girl.
Yeah, but I mean, she's not like, she's not fat or even overweight.
Yeah.
You know, so to call her plus size, I mean, so what has happened to society? Now I'm not surprised that girls are like so like crazy about being
conscious,
so skinny,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing to me. I would pick her in a second for like, you know, and she doesn't look curvy or anything.
Wow.
She's just not stick skin, skinny. That's
yeah.
That's all, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's sad that, I mean, and a lot of the sad truth is that so much Photoshop is used on magazine covers. And I mean,
right.
Just a nip in with the waist.
That's true.
And even if she isn't stick thin, she could be made to be stick thin.
That's true.
Which is the crazy part. They tell you to pose a certain way, and then they know how to Photoshop the right places, and it makes you look tiny.
I know. But it's interesting what she says, because she says, I'm not the biggest girl on the market, but I'm definitely bigger than all the girls Calvin Klein has ever worked with. So that is really intimidating. So, yeah, I guess models have to be very small.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, and then they have to be tall, too, right? So,
right.
So
well, it depends what kind of modeling you want to do. Definitely runway you need to be.
Runway you need to be
it's
tall,
like,
right?
5'10", I think, the minimum. 5'10", 5'11".
Right.
Maybe even 6 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. But when they do, like, print modeling and stuff, it's not that important that you're tall, right?
Yeah, not as important, because you can kind of fake the height from the camera angle.
Right, and you don't, sometimes you don't see the whole body,
exactly,
or you don't see it in relation to something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty lousy, though, you know what I mean? I don't think women should take this too literally, though, you know what I mean? Guys are not like that. You know, I mean, I like... a nice body and a fit body, but it doesn't have to be that skinny.
Right.
It really doesn't have to be that skinny. A lot of skinny ones are not attractive.
And that's the problem with how much is emphasized on being skinny and this girl saying that she's not the skinniest.
Right.
Whatever. But it's like, just don't even say anything about it.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be a headline.
Yeah. But she's like, I don't think she expected them to categorize her as such.
Right.
You know. So that's that. Did you hear that Facebook is making it easier to ignore people and pages? So now you can actually choose whose posts you see more of and whose you're going to see less of. So it's pretty cool.
With friends?
Yeah, with friends.
Well,
and
you
stuff.
Can.
Yeah.
Like when somebody posts, you can click in the corner and say, remove. I don't want to see that post.
Right.
Or whatever.
From that person, you
but
mean?
Then yeah, but then I don't get if you're going to do that, just defriend them.
Yeah,
if you don't see the post, why are you friends with them?
Right,
that's what I think. Just like
no, that's true. But sometimes people put on crazy stuff, you know, like all this cruel stuff that people put on there. You know, it's
right.
Like cruelty to animals, cruelty to other people. Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
You know, Facebook should be like a family-like environment.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you shouldn't have to be shocked by images on Facebook.
And not know what you're going to see when you scroll up.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you befriend a porn star and then you see a nude picture, don't be shocked, you know.
Right.
But when you're not and you don't look for this kind of stuff, it's pretty discouraging to see this. I don't want to see people like the face's skin gets peeled off and shit. You know, I mean, what is this?
Yeah.
You know,
definitely
they have
not.
All kinds of things there.
Yikes.
You know, dogs being abused and, yeah, no.
That's awful.
Yeah. I mean, they were showing pictures of, oh, you know what? I don't even want to mention it. It's unmentionable.
Right.
But at any rate, so with Facebook, I guess, so you're just adjusting the newsfeed settings, so you don't even have to see a lot from someone. But you're right, though, you know? If you don't want to see something from them, just don't be their friend.
Right.
You know?
It's like, I'm just going to unfriend you because I don't care about anything you say. So why would I be friends with you?
I know. Wow. So we were talking about, bodies and stuff. But did you hear that Keira Knightley is posing topless?
I did see that, yes.
Yeah. And this is like, I guess she's trying to make a statement that, you know, it's like it can't be Photoshopped at all. That's what she said. She says, I'll have those pictures taken, but no Photoshop. I want people to know me the way I am.
But do people really want to see her boobs, though?
Oh, I do.
Well, probably a lot of men do.
I'm crazy about her. Are you kidding? I've been crazy about her for a long time. She's amazing. She's beautiful. She's talented. But she's pretty flat, too. I mean, I don't know that there's going to be much to see.
Really?
Yeah. But
you've really examined her.
Well, you can't not, you know. I mean, she's been in a lot of movies, you know. After a while, you realize. And sometimes they just wear skimpy stuff, so you can tell.
Right, that's true.
Yeah. She was in, what movie was that I really liked? That Christmas movie. Do you remember that one? The British Christmas movie. I keep forgetting what it was called, but it'll
sure.
come back to me. But it's... It was a pretty cute movie, you know, and different love affairs and things like that. So she was in it too, and but I don't think she got naked in that one.
My favorite Christmas movie is Santa Claus.
Yeah, you like
you
that?
You can't
one?
Beat it. It's just the best Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the dad that turns into Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best.
Oh wow, it's on the tip of my tongue what that movie is. It's Love Something. I can't remember.
Love Actually?
Yeah, Love Actually. Thank you.
That's a good one. Okay. Is she in that?
Yeah, she's in that one.
Definitely I really like is. That movie.
Yeah. I know, that was funny, you know, those two that were making the sex scenes and stuff.
Yeah, Hugh Grant and...
Well, yeah. He wasn't in that one, but yeah. Hugh Grant was like the prime minister in the movie, right?
Yeah, and it's Martine McCutcheon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who was... Oh, no, it's not Martine McCutcheon.
You mean one that he liked?
Yeah, she was in... no, I think it is. She was in a soap in England called EastEnders.
Mm.
And then she was in this
So that's
movie.
How you know her?
Yeah, so I knew her before the movie. I didn't realize Keira Knightley was in the movie.
Yeah, she was. Definitely was. That's why I went to see it. So I remember. No, she's definitely one of my favorites, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of beautiful women come out of England, let me tell you. You know.
Who else? What other actresses do you like?
Who do I like?
Sorry, put you on the spot.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm just trying to think of who, you know. I mean, because I haven't thought about it.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. But
Hugh Grant's definitely one of my favorites, and really? Bradley Cooper.
Yeah,
yeah. I watched Hangover 3 yesterday.
Oh, really?
Which I hadn't seen the third one.
Uh huh.
But nothing beats the first one.
Yeah,
they've kind of beaten that out now.
Yeah,
it's like, all right, we don't need another
That's
Hangover.
True, yeah. I know, but I do like. Jennifer Lawrence too.
Yeah,
I like her. She's mm-hmm. pretty cool.
Yeah, she is. There's a new Hunger Games coming out.
Yeah, huh?
In November.
I think.
Is it this month? But it doesn't look very good. I don't think.
Mm. I don't know. Are you into the series? Did you see the first two?
I saw the. Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
I hated how the second one ended.
Okay.
It.
So you'll probably want to watch the third one. No?
I don't know.
You're invested already.
Yeah, but the trailer didn't look good. I didn't even know it was the Hunger Games till the very end of the trailer. I was like,
really?
I don't like this. Yeah.
Wow.
But the way the second one ended, maybe it will, because it was such a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
It ended, and I was like, wait, what?
Right.
How could that end? How did it just end? There's no way that it just ended.
Yeah, so that's why, because they knew there's a sequel coming. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how the book is, too, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't read them.
Yeah, but that's a good idea. I mean, if you plan to make more than one movie, then have a cliffhanger.
Right,
there,
but when it's a whole year, you have to wait.
But these movies, exactly. But a movie like that can't stand on its own either, you know, so... That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyway, that's it for today. There was a lot more going on, but we'll get to it some other time. And in addition to tomorrow's news, I'm sure.
Yes.
And that's it. So thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Lily, for calling from South Africa. And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
The best in morning radio. Tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.